I asked Mansfield to get with Dirksen and to please get an agreement they wouldn't take any more amendments and just try to knock them down.
That's right.
Then I asked him to please call and get McCarthy in and try to lecture him as a responsibility and try to get Hartke to do something with him. And I said, you got a job as leader now. Metcalf screwed us to death. Talmadge, I thought you said we had Talmadge.
I said I thought we might get him. And he was leaning our way, but he firmed up overnight the other way. It's the afternoon, 4:30. He was leaning our way, and then I think it really boiled down to the fact that had he been the crucial vote, he would have done it. But with Metcalf running out, why didn't make any difference?
You've got Russell's commitment to try to get it out in conference, haven't we?
That's right. But no, wait a minute. Russell's commitment to get out in conference. No, I don't have a commitment for him to get it out in conference.
Well, he told us yesterday that he thought we could get it out at conference.
Yes.
So I think I'd go and sit down and try to see him, and we ought to live with him every day.
Yeah.
Right. I told Mansfield to please try to get up Thursday. He said they were having trouble writing a report yesterday and might have to get Treasurer. I said, well, God damn it, we'll work all night.
People up there working all right now, trying to speed it up. I've been doing the same thing. It's taking care of some of these technical language on what's a binding contract. And this exemption area, some of the special cases that people want to have covered. But we got Surrey and his whole crowd are up there now working with
us. Do any of those other amendments hurt us, like that $100,000 amendment? Accelerate depreciation at
the
25,000 one on
the
tractors and so on?
The one on small, everybody gets an exemption from 15,000 to 25,000. Is the only one that amounts to anything in terms of dollars. That had given up, as it were, $390 million worth, $340 million worth of the $2 billion revenue, and by the change, that brings it up to $490 million. So it roughly debilitates the act 25%. To take care of small business and farmers. The rest of it, in terms of dollars and cents, doesn't amount to very much. That's the only cost. But we had to take that.
Why did they want that? What group was after that 25? 15 to 25?
Oh, it was just the Senate having to go to the House one better on the same principle. The argument was that there are tractors that people need and have to have that cost more than $15,000, that kind of flimsy type of reasoning. But the truth of the matter is that when the House grants an exemption to somebody of $10, you can just figure the Senate's going to make it $15. I don't care what it is.
All right, have they talked to you about this Social Security increase next year?
No, sir.
I told them to do it. It's out of the trust fund. Gardner says that the Republicans already got a plan. They're going to do it. We've got to. That we're taking in a lot more money. That we can't have these 10-15% increases in cost of living to 22 million people here not having any increase at all. So I'm going to make an announcement on it at a Baltimore Social Security ceremony tomorrow. And they submitted it to me in very general terms. And I told them to be sure that they check it with you today and be sure that to check it with budget. Although it's trust, it's something that we want to talk to our financial people about, and they, I think, were talking about Gardner getting up a report October the 30th, or November the 1st. I told him it's election November the 8th. They, these professors don't know it, and I don't want the Republicans to come out here and make a big recommendation to increase. I told them last April to do this, and I think that you ought to give careful study to Wilbur Cohen's suggestion again in connection with our new tax measure. I think we ought to start writing it right now, if we haven't already. And we ought to give some thought to whether
Wilbur
Cohen's suggestion.
What's Wilbur Cohen's suggestion?
Well, last April, I believe it was, I talked to him and maybe to you, I'm not sure, about broadening the base. Well, I know I did. By broadening the base of the amount that you withhold from take a little money off that way to help the inflation, and that down the road a year or two, increase the benefits. Yeah. Remember, we played with it just a little.
We played with
I want you to have your experts get you some fresh ones to come in and see whether that would add a little to helping us on the inflation thing. Now, I believe your payoff with Martin, it must have gotten around a little bit, because your market's up today, something's doing it. I don't know what else, but I sure hope that to do lower those markets, and I sure hope that he loosens up on this money between now and November, because I present last night a report, and he said we're going to every damn district we lose, we're going to lose on count tight money. It's not the Negroes are not going to kill us except in the South. And the Vietnam is getting out of the background. But the thing is, nobody can bail, and nobody can get any money, and everybody paying 8-9%. They're doing just what we did to Eisenhower, giving him hell on tight money. Now, you can't ever tell Bill Martin that, but your general talk that you talked about this morning, if he can keep things loose for you for another reason, your bills and things, and during the month of October, it would be awfully, awfully helpful, because I've got as many bad announcements as I can take. Bob McNamara announces he's drafting 24 to 36. That gets every goddamn father in the country upset, and every mother and every wife. And then they come along and announce something else. And Humphrey announces that hogs are really going down. I mean, Freeman. And so I told him to get you.